Hi,
this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, we made it through another week, somehow, right? I don't know how you guys' week was. It was kind of, I've been overwhelmed, you all know that, so, to make it through another week and actually have accomplished stuff and be getting things done and receiving help and asking for help, like I tell you guys to do all the time. This was not a suicide incident. This was nothing to do with self-harm or anything like that. But just in general, you know, you know me if you've listened to the show since the beginning. And you know what? We're almost up to 2 years on this baby. Unbelievable. But you know me. I always, always encourage you to ask for help and to be brave and all that. And, I finally broke down and followed my own advice, and thus, I have received a microphone in order to do the listenable course with, because I think I mentioned last time, I know I mentioned last time what a nightmare this was becoming for me, and that I wasn't actually sure that it was worth it to do it, because it was just so, becoming so complicated, and just, it was taking me out, man. It was triggering my bipolar, and it was just taking me out. And what I did was I actually asked for help on a Facebook neighbors helping neighbors page, and my friend Evie stepped up to the plate and just bought me one. And you know, it's so humbling for that to happen when I'm not used to this. And you guys know somewhat about my childhood, and you know, one of these days I'm actually gonna like do a show about what I've come from, and you know some of it, you know that it was just awful, but I don't know how to receive gifts, I don't know how to ask for help, and I don't know how to take a compliment, and a lot of things that I'm having to learn how to do right now, because things are happening, and I'm learning that you can still be gracious and humble at the same time, and that you can ask for help and people will give it to you and not expect anything back, you know. And I do that all the time. I give and give, and I never expect anything back from people, because I'm genuinely giving because I want to help. And to have that reciprocated, to me, is just so absolutely weird, but I'm going to learn how to deal with it better, because, you know, not only did Evie step up, my friend Ben from Threads podcast, I wish I could remember what the thing is after the Threads, but his name is Ben Cracker, my buddy Ben Cracker, who interviewed me a long time ago, and stepped up to the plate to do my sound for me. So it's like, people are genuinely wanting me to make it, and I am really confused by it, accepting it, hopefully in the right way, because, like I said, I don't know how to do this, like, I don't know how to accept gifts, and I'm just, you know, I'm 56 years old, and my life is actually, like, bewildering me at this point, because I'm experiencing things that I have never experienced. People being seriously happy for me and not jealous and not trying to backstab me and not have an ulterior motive and not be all out for themselves, and it's amazing, you know. And you guys too. Oh my God, last week I charted in 5 countries. Taiwan, oh my God, let me see if I can remember. Taiwan, Mongolia, India, oh my God, I can't remember. Kazakhstan, which is like, hello, Kazakhstan. So random. Love it. Thank you. And I want to say China. China, India, Mongolia, Kazakhstan. See, I keep missing. I'm so tired, guys. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just the fact that you guys are listening consistently and are loyal fans and listeners is, I mean, that is more than enough for me, and you have no idea how much I appreciate you guys, and like how much I actually need you guys. Like, I might need you all more than you need me, because without you all, I would be, not who I am right now. So, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. Shout out to Ben. Shout out to Evie. Evie, who just actually Facebooked me. That's funny. Just comes up on notifications on my phone. But what I wanted to do today, and this is going to be kind of short because I'm tired. And as you can tell, I'm stumbling all over my words. I spent all day today finished writing this listenable course. And my brain is, like, just fogged. I didn't sleep well last night. Peanut didn't sleep well last night either. He had a stomach issue because he ate something dead out of a snowbank yesterday. And last night he paid for it. I did too, but I wasn't sleeping anyway. So, you know how that goes, right? This is a good old sleep disturbance occurrences that we have with bipolar. No fun. But what I wanted to talk about, and anyway, let me just cut to the chase. Today is Christopher's birthday. He would have been 35 today had he not committed suicide. And I wasn't going to do anything to memorialize this today because it's still tragic and it's a trauma. But because of all the success I'm having and everything that is coming to the forefront for me and all the things that I'm being given opportunity to do, never would have happened without Christopher, my Briss. And it would seem wrong for me to not mention him on his birthday. And I've held it together. See, I'm going to lose it now. I've held it together all day, like, really, really well. I've kept myself super busy, and I've been trying not to think about it. But I've gotten all my work done, and even though I have grief therapy tomorrow, and I will surely lose it in there at some point tomorrow, when I talk about this, it just seemed important to touch base with you guys on this, as to how we handle the anniversaries and birthdays of people that we have lost in our lives. And do we still celebrate them even though they're no longer on this earth with us? And, I mean, I, in my own way, celebrate Christopher every day. I really do. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him. I have this painting with the angel wings above my bed. So I feel like he's guarding me every night while I'm sleeping, and not a day goes by that he doesn't cross my mind at least, you know, I want to say 100 times a day, but that's like a real super over-exaggeration, but several times a day, you know, I'll think about him or forget he's dead and want to rush to go tell him something, and then when that realization hits me that, you know, he's no longer here, that sadness that just kind of hits you because it's like the one person in the world that you want to share all this awesomeness with, you can't. I mean, and I do talk to him, and I'm already bipolar, so, you know, my reputation in this trailer park is already sullied, so I talk to myself day and night, and what else are they going to talk to say about me? Oh, she's crazy. You know it. You absolutely know it. I'm crazy as a loon. But I just, you know, with all the deaths that people have suffered this year with COVID and COVID-related suicides, and just, there's been a lot of people that have passed away this year, this past year, you know, coming into this year. We're coming up to the year anniversary of the first lockdown shortly, like, well, Ides of March, right? March 15th, is that when we locked down the United States the first time around? I think it is, and I know I am not the only person that has lost somebody, and I know that I am not the only person that has had a birthday or an anniversary or some other memorable event come up that your person is no longer here with you to celebrate. And I'm just curious, like, how do people handle that, you know? There had been plans earlier, you know, that there was going to be a party and a celebration of life for him and, you know, all that stuff. And of course it didn't come through to fruition, you know, mostly money. I still have something I'm going to do for him that I'm not going to talk about right now, but something that will memorialize him for eternity, you know, until our infinities come back again. And I miss him. I do. I miss him so much. I miss his shitty attitude, and I miss his laugh, and I miss his scent, and I miss his aloofness and his humor. I even miss his temper, you know, which when he was alive, man, I did not dig the temper. But I would, you know, right now be more than willing to have him call me a beepity beep 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 beep, you know, and take it and be grateful for it. So I'm just not sure. I mean, I ultimately am okay. I've done a lot of work to get to this point regarding his death, and I sometimes feel like people think that I forgot about Christopher because I've come so far in my recovery from his death. How could I ever forget anybody like him that has changed my life in such a way that even posthumously, his effect is still in my life in a positive way? I can never forget him. Never. And I just wonder how y'all handle that, like, culturally and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if in some places, if you're allowed to even think about the deceased after a certain point in time, or, like, there's just so much weird ambiguity around death that we don't talk about it enough, I don't think. We don't talk about the grieving, and we don't talk about our own selfishness of missing somebody. And I'm not sure that that's actually selfish. I mean, you could take this to a victim mentality where it's like, oh, woe is me and stuff. And I don't do that because I am grateful to have known Christopher, and I am grateful that he came into my life at a time when he needed to be there for me and I needed to be there for him. And he taught me more things than I even realized, because the more that time goes on that he's not here, the more I'm remembering the lessons he taught me, and the more things are coming up that he showed me. And, you know, and he was an integral part of what is happening to my life right now. So I couldn't let it go by, you know, without wishing him a happy birthday in heaven and letting him know that I love him and honoring him again just for who he was and who he was to me and what he was for the show and how he inspired me to be a better person and to be a better version of myself. And if that is the only thing that he is remembered for, then it is still a grand feat that he accomplished on this earth. Because of him, I will be changing lives. I will be doing my destigmatization tour probably sooner than later. I will be bringing a face to what it is to have a mental health diagnosis and how not to be scared and how to break the stigma and how to own your diagnosis and not be a victim and to thrive. And I have to thank Christopher for giving me all the self-confidence that I never had to go forth and do that, to change our community and to affect positive change on humanity. So even though Christopher may no longer put his boots on and stomp through my door like he used to and break my sliders and all the stuff he used to do, he is still very much a part of this world. For as long as I am alive, my bris will live in my heart. So anyway, guys, that's my tribute. There's stuff coming up and I'll do another show. I just wanted to not let this day go by and have his birthday be forgotten. And remember, Podcast Global Summit this week, March 1st through the 5th, my talk is on the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. EST. Go to Podcast Global Summit. Sign up with code Dancing with Bipolar for free tickets. Looking like we're going to break a Guinness Book of World Records here, and you all can get a certificate too if you are part of the community. So go do that, okay? And do it to honor Christopher, okay? Because I would love to see that number just blast up and out and know that it was you guys, my loyal audience and friends, that pushed it over. So anyway, guys, I'm going to be okay. You all know how it is, though. Anyway, so this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and let's all stay alive, okay? Later.
Hi. This is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.